The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In addition to being the anniversary of Julius Caesar being voted out of office the sharp and pointy way, today is another momentous occasion, the anniversary of the first ever registration of a .com domain name on the internet. This probably happened a lot earlier than you think, too. In 1985, yes, 1985, the domain name Symbolics.com was registered by a maker of Lisp-based computers, with customers ranging from the Department of Defense to Hollywood. Somehow, the internet as we know it started without amusingly captioned pictures of cats being involved. How did that happen? Born on this day in 1943, director David Cronenberg. H.P. Lovecraft died on this day in 1937. In 1968, an episode of the original Star Trek predicted the future.
And first tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a surprise extra. In the far corner, a pair of highly aggressive barbarians. Strong, intelligent, with strange ways, and I'm sure full of a lot of surprises. And facing them, two favorites here from previous encounters, Achilles and Flavius. Victory or death? And for which of them? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know just as much about that at this moment as I do, because this is your program. You name the winner.
You bring this network's ratings down, Flavius, and we'll do a special on you.
Mainly the future of reality TV, decades before it was polluting the primetime schedule, in the episode Bread and Circuses. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor.Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.